This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Earlier this year, the Atlanta streetcar began laying down its first set of tracks in downtown Atlanta. And just last week, the Atlanta Beltline approved millions to study expanding the streetcar. The vision is to create a citywide network that would connect in-town neighborhoods and complement existing MARTA bus and rail options. Reporter Jonathan Shapiro has been covering this story for WABE, and he's with me today for an update on the project. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good to be here.
What is the path designed for the streetcar?
Right now, it's planned to go from Centennial Olympic Park on the west side through Edgewood Avenue in downtown Atlanta under the Downtown Connector Bridge. So it would pass Grady Memorial and Georgia State and run along Edgewood Avenue all the way to Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial site. And then it would loop back around the other way. And so it's 1.3 mile each way, so 2.6 miles of track altogether.
What is the projected completion date at this point?
So that's a little bit up in the air. Completion date has been pushed back about 6 to 8 months right now. We should be seeing an operating streetcar by about late spring 2014.
One additional cost that could crop up is related to stop frequency.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the biggest questions here. Right now, the streetcar is supposed to be available every 15 minutes at each of the stops. And for a 1.3 mile line, some transit advocates have complained that that's not going to cut it, that people aren't going to be using it if they could potentially walk that mile in about the same amount of time. And so what the city has done, they've made a decision to buy additional streetcars. Mayor Kasim Reed has actually said that it is a priority for him to address that frequency issue. They want people to get from point A to point B in a somewhat efficient manner. So they're trying to find funding right now to get that 15 minutes down to about maybe the 7 to 8 minute or 10 minute area.
So now the Atlanta Beltline is helping plan for the expansion. Is that true?
Yes, yes. Right now, the project has three main managers, the City of Atlanta, the Atlanta Downtown Improvement District, and then MARTA. They're the day-to-day managers of the project. So the three of them are really leading the ongoing construction of the streetcar. Moving forward, the Beltline just approved nearly $5 million to study potential extensions to the streetcar. About $2 million of that is going to go for environmental study. Another $2 million is going to go for preliminary engineering of those extensions. And what they're trying to do is creating this whole citywide network. They're planning for three brand new lines. One would be crosstown that would get you basically from Piedmont Park. It would go through North Avenue, over the downtown connector, across Marietta Street, and into the Bankhead MARTA station near Maddox Park. And then there would also be one that goes through the southwest part of Atlanta that would get you to the West End MARTA station. So, you know, they really envision a system that will really complement MARTA rail and bus options, that you could connect these in-town neighborhoods that historically have been cut off from one another.
Jonathan Shapiro, thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to following this story as it continues.
My pleasure.